Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Too close to call brings on the dread. For all of us who lived through the 2016 election, seeing headlines in the paper the day before the midterm elections warning that it's too close to call brings forward feelings somewhere between dread and total depression, along with quick mental notes on how to prepare for the apocalypse. The major pollsters, perhaps chastened by missing the boat by a mile in 2016, could just be involved in some major league efforts to cover their backsides. But the skinny seems to be that some of the critical races in the House are within a 1% margin, meaning that it could easily go either way. The number of times in my lifetime of voting where either way really translates into no way, it will be my way, I would rather not have to listen and list. You don't have the time, I don't have the energy. Driving last week, I listened to Nat Cohen, the New York Times pollster, on many of these issues. He defended the validity and the practice of polling extensively. His revisionism, in some ways, on 2016, is that vast legions of us don't really understand that polling is an exercise in understanding probabilities. Even when a Clinton might have a 90% plus chance of winning, a Trump still could have a 50% or better chance as well. Interestingly, he also argues something we often have found in union representation elections. There are a few close elections. Even with the polls this tight, the momentum swings could mean the Democrats taking 40 seats as easily as taking only 10, and vice versa. Little comfort there, but if you're planning on praying to the polling gods, keep that in mind. Of course, it's not just polling or momentum. Hardcore gerrymandering after the election takeover by the Republicans of the House and the numerous state legislatures and governor seats meant that they were able to build some pretty steep walls against voting and voting access after the 2010 census during redistricting. The frequent court decisions in North Carolina have held that the state legislature there unconstitutionally tilted the balance. And that's simply one good example. A Democratic surge in the House would allow some rebalancing, of course. As we read daily about the huge fight in Georgia, where the Republican Secretary of State is also a candidate for governor, and in Kansas, where Chris Korbosch is doing the same thing, being able to attempt to disqualify up to 50,000 voters and new registrants is a powerful tool in conservative strategy. The motto of these candidates is preach democracy, don't practice it. A federal judge may have stepped in to allow these folks to vote in Georgia, but these efforts have been embedded in one state after another. Only four states have not restricted voter access in the last 8 years. The only thing certain, win, lose, or draw, is that from the day after the midterms, everything will then focus on 2020 and the next round from Trump down. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.